an appointment. Long Island Jewish Medical Center. Big complex in Long Island. Specialist. I had to go there. Had to stay there all day. Hungry. Where are we going to eat? They didn't have a halal restaurant, but they had a kosher cafeteria. So all the food there was halal for us to eat, that the Jews made in consideration of their own people. Had to make salat. Salat to Ver and Asra. Where am I going to pray? There's no masjid there, but there's a temple there where the Jews can go and pray. And they had them in mind. I walked through this complex and I noticed the patients. I saw black patients, I saw white patients, I saw Muslim patients, I saw Latino patients in a Jewish medical center. I looked on the wall, I said, employee of the month, the African American woman. And I looked around, you know what? They had thousands and thousands of employees that they were paying money to. And I looked at some of the doctors and nurses, Muslims. And here we are, talking about the enemy, this, if they're our enemies and they're that. But yet, they have facilities that we send our children there. And not only that, we fill out applications because we want a job. You know what it dawned on me? When I was in Los Angeles, a brother told me, take me from the airport. He said, Imam, you know, in the Los Angeles area, there are 500 Buddhist temples. 500 Buddhist temples. One of them cost $26 million. I'm not concerned so much with the cost, but what I am concerned about is the facility, because they're taking care of their people. And you know what? There's going to come a time, brothers and sisters, where we're going to have to stop just talking and start building. Start building. You know how many doctors we have, Muslim doctors? You know how many Muslim doctors we have? And all of them have to get an application to go to Jewish hospital or some other hospital. What I'm saying today, this salat, wallahi azim, I believe that if we master the salat, can understand its significance, it will help us in everywhere to get organized. Because Muslims, really by right, supposed to be the most organized people on the planet. There's no one more organized than us, supposed to be, if we apply the salat to life. But we really don't. So brothers and sisters, I say this to you. Salat. Hafizu ala salawat. Wa salatu wusta. Please, please. Guard your salat, your prayers, every one of them. Be careful. Wherever you are, say, time for salat. Now you know, brother and sister, salat comes in so early, soon door, after, right behind door. Then Maghrib is right there. And if you're not careful, you blow it. Don't say, I'm going to the movies at 1 o'clock, and you know you're going to blow your salat. You know it. I'm going to the basketball game. Fine. But go to the basketball game in a way that you will not violate your salat. Take your family out? Yes, take them out. But guard your prayer first. First your duty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because you're going to be asked about it on Yawm al-Qiyamah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to please strengthen us to worship Him, especially our prayers, especially prayer, the middle prayer. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us throughout the mustaqeem. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to strengthen His with ummah, that we may be obedient to Him. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to get our families together and help us to learn this deen. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad wa ala azwaji Muhammad wa ala zuriyat Muhammad wa sallam taslimin kathira. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta samin alim. Rabbana la ta'akhirna inna sina ta'na. Rabbana wa la tahmil alayna isran kama hamaltu alazina min qablina. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين الحمد لله رب العالمين.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون والذين هم عن اللغو معرضون والذين هم للزكاة فاعلون والذين هم لفروجهم حافظون إلا على أزواجهم أو ما ملكت أيمانهم فإنهم غير ملومين فمن ابتغى وراء ذلك فأولئك معادون والذين هم لأماناتهم وعهدهم راعون والذين هم على صلواتهم يحافظون أولئك هم الورثون الذين يرثون الفردوس هم فيها خالدون الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين وإذ قلتم يا موسى لن نصبر على طعام واحد فادع لنا ربك يخرج لنا مما تنبت الأرض من بطلها وكفائها وفومها وأسافها وبصلها قال تستبدلون الذي هو أدنى بالذي هو خير احبسوا مصرا فإن لكم ما سألتم وضربت عليهم الذلة والمسكنة وباءوا بغضب من الله ذلك بأنهم كانوا يكفرون بآيات الله ولا يقتلون النبيين بغير الحق ذلك بما عصوا وكانوا يعتدون